Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. Peter has just healed a man who couldn't walk. The Holy Spirit has come down. This is the second time that he is in effect preaching to those around him. People are coming to see what has happened. They are in the temple and he is telling them exactly what happened and why, the reason behind it. And the reason is the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And he's pointing them towards that. He's not saying, look at me, look at me, look what I've done. No, when he healed the man, he healed him in the name of Jesus. And the man got up and walked. Now he's telling the crowd around, look, it's not just now, it's all the way back. Do you not understand what is happening? And he says at this point, starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. It was prophesied hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You are the children of those prophets. You are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, through your descendants, all the families of earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you people of Israel to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways. What Peter did points to God. It is an amazing miracle, amazing blessing for that man and his family. I'm sure completely changed his life. He was so happy that he was jumping around. Of course he would. But Peter's saying, it's not about me and it's not about him. All of this points to God. So when we see these amazing miracles that happen, it points to God, that there is a God. But also what Peter does, and it's so important for us to do this as well, is to tell people why, tell them the story, the history. This isn't just something that's amazing happening today. It was spoke about a long time ago. It has a history. It's in what we have, the Bible now. Go and read that, people. And that's what we must do, is to point people to the history, to the prophecies, to everything that is written down in here about Jesus. And not just the Old Testament, which he was speaking about back then, but the New Testament and the Gospels and the letters to the churches. That's all in there for us to go and read it. What is happening today? What I'm speaking to you about today is about Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, who died, was risen again, and he ascended, and now the Holy Spirit comes down, who is God in us and with us. And this is why we can do these amazing things. It might be miracles. It might be just the Holy Spirit coming up on us in such a way that we can speak to people that they might hear. And we kind of go, wow, where did that come from? It came from God, because God wants us to be able to speak to those whom we might not know, but in a way that they will understand. And that's the miracle of God. He wants everybody to know him. But what we must do is always praise God. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me that opportunity and you use me in such a way. But we always point to him in every situation, in every explanation. It always points to him. And that's pointing others who are listening to us to him as well. We mustn't, whatever happens, make it all about us and ourselves and what we can do. That happens far too much today. But what God does in miracles is uses them for us to be able to point back to him for other people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this miracle, but we thank you for Peter, who just pointed back to you and shared the gospel, the history of the long history that you have given us, the history that points to Jesus. And may we do the same as well. Amen.